Surrounding the funeral Tuesday for Wagner Group founder Yevgeny Prigozhin meant it could not be turned into a large public show of support after he was killed in a plane crash.
Villagers living near the crash site told Reuters at the time that they heard a loud bang before seeing the plane fall. The plane model had a good safety record and only one incident in two decades of flying, which was not related to mechanical issues. This is the last known video of Prigozhin, said to have been filmed in Africa and released just days before the incident. The crash killed him and other top members of his private military company, Wagner Group, along with the plane's crew. It's not clear what will happen to the group now, which appears to be leaderless.
That's Reuters' Matthew Lauritonda reporting. Russian officials accuse Ukraine of targeting six Russian regions with drones Wednesday, what appears to be the biggest drone attack on the Russian soil since Moscow sent troops into Ukraine 18 months ago. A wildfire burning in northeastern Greece for 11 days has destroyed an area larger than New York City, according to the European Union-backed Climate Change Service. On Tuesday,
the flames have turned swathes of lush greenery into scorched earth and destroyed homes and livelihoods. The Copernicus Emergency Management Service said the fire had raged over 310 square miles at least, and New York City takes up 300.5 square miles. All but one of the dead are presumed to have been migrants who crossed over from Turkey. Authorities fear more bodies may be found when the flames are put out, as Evros is a popular crossing into the EU for thousands of migrants and refugees each year. Summer wildfires are common in Greece, but the government says extreme weather conditions, which scientists link to climate...
This is VOA News. The U.S. says a smuggler with terrorist ties helped get migrants from Uzbekistan into the country. AP's Lisa Dwyer reporting.
The Biden administration says it has detected and stopped a network attempting to smuggle people from Uzbekistan into the United States, and says that one member of the network had links to a foreign terrorist group. A statement from the National Security Council says U.S. officials do not believe the Uzbek nationals who used the smuggling network had any terrorist ties or were planning a terrorist attack. The NSC did not specify the foreign terrorist group, but a U.S. official told the Associated Press that it was the Islamic State. The NSC says that the U.S. worked with governments overseas to detain key members of the smuggling network, including the person with the foreign terrorism links. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Florida residents living in vulnerable coastal areas have been ordered to pack up and leave as Hurricane Idalia gains strength in the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico and threaten to unleash life-threatening storm surges and rainfall. Idalia also pummeled Cuba with heavy rains Monday and Tuesday. U.S. President Joe Biden met with Costa Rica's leader on Tuesday to talk about challenges near and far, including the toll that irregular migration is taking on the small Central American nation, as well as the challenges posed by China's global ambitions, which rely on technology fueled by semiconductors. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
The leaders had serious issues to discuss, like the challenge of dealing with the flood of migrants who streamed through Costa Rica en route to the U.S. Earlier in the year, Chavez said his nation needed help.
Mucho se queda.
He urged countries like the United States to help us fulfill what we want, to be good international citizens, good citizens of the world. But he said, the costs are becoming immense. Let there be clearer signals in the United States. And analysts say this small coastal nation, famed for its beaches and biodiversity, also has a role to play in countering China's economic ambitions. A program funded by the CHIPS and Science Act, a 2022 law the Biden administration says is key to countering China, is now looking to Costa Rica. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Australians are voting on October 14th on a proposed law to create a so-called Indigenous voice to Parliament in the nation's first referendum in a generation. The Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Wednesday announced the referendum date, triggering 6 weeks of intensifying campaigning by both Parliament, a collection of advocates aimed at giving the nation's most disadvantaged ethnic minority more say on government policy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.